This is like Alice through the looking glass, except my name's not Alice, and I'm guessing neither is yours. She paused, almost amused at the man's confusion. My name's Isabel. The man's head looked left and then right, but not directly towards her. His puzzled expression suggested that her voice was the last thing he was expecting to hear. She pressed the button again. Over here. I'm not that thin. You can't miss me. A little more to the right. The man's head turned. That's it. Just a little more, pretty boy. The eyes squinted as the man tried to focus. He rubbed them and then wiped his face. Can you talk? Asked Isabel, indicating the radio in her hand. Just press the button on the side. The man stared at her, a perplexing stare that furrowed his eyebrows and forehead. He started to move, but it was obvious that he was weak. From his seated position, he began to crawl on all fours towards the glass, all the time his eyes fixed on Isabel. He reached the glass wall and sat upright, his left shoulder leaning against it. He placed his right palm against the glass and looked at the inspector.